It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Ooh, that sounds nice. Okay, I was teasing you a second ago, and I hope you got some of your thoughts together. What profession flips the most pancakes? They're saying if you do this for your line of work, you're most likely to hook up most often. Liv the web girl shaking her head. What does that even mean?
I 1,000% know.
Wait, what's in your mouth?
I have gum in my mouth. I'm sorry. I know.
I love that you're teaching our intern really good things.
This is radio. You want to have a beverage by the board, and then you want to eat something before we go on the air.
But a pilot. Definitely. A pilot's got to flip pancakes the most.
I was going to say bartender.
Okay, neither one of those correct. Intern Chloe here. What do you think might be the profession where people are hooking up the most? What do you think it is?
Nurses.
Oh, nurse.
Okay, you're also...
Or doctors.
Great guess.
Neither one of those. Pork chop, would you like to give it a guess? The radio, number one profession.
Radio producers.
Actually, in Chop's case, I feel like that's 100% accurate.
That is true. But Pork Chop would also be for any profession. He could be like an exterminator. But no, I got something else I'd like to spray. Excuse me.
Ew.
No.
Oh, my God. Too far, as always.
You make it worse when you say that. If you just played it off like, oh, okay, that's a good point, Joe. Nobody would even think twice. No, the profession... That's hooking up the most and blew my mind.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Farmers?
They're saying farmers.
McDonald had a farm.
I thought you were going to say insurance agents.
In their khakis?
That makes sense, though, because like there's nothing else to do on a farm. You know? Besides drinking.
I had to interview these random farmers in Illinois, and they had like this exquisite John Deere collection that was like one in the world. I don't know. Anyway, so I go there, and all of them propositioned me. They're like, "You available?" And I was like, "For what?"
Hold on, wait. Proposition sounds way. You're making it sound worse than it is. It sounds like they were nice guys. Like, excuse me.
No, they asked me basically to be their woman, and then one of them told me that they had all their money buried under their house, and that I could have it when they died,
along with my ex-wife.
No. We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
But I was like, "What is happening? Like, where am I?" It was in the middle of nowhere. It was just so funny. So I believe this.
All right. Well, here are the top professions. And if you're listening right now, you can be anonymous or just be yourself. Like, hey, I work in this profession, and man, people flip pancakes like all the time. If you do this line of work, I would like to know, because maybe I could get a part-time job.
NBA players.
833-563-2539. Yeah, they're pretty good at putting the ball in the hole. We have farmers at number one. Number two was an architect. Number three, hairdresser.
Ooh, I think that architect is so sexy.
Of course, it's like, ooh,
I'm into that.
Let me show you my right angle.
Well, I mean, I just feel they're very particular to detail.
And people that know their stuff, what's your dad do?
McKenzie? He's an attorney.
So what's the difference between an attorney and a lawyer?
They're the same.
Okay.
In essence.
Well, then your mom, Kiki's a lucky lady, because lawyers and teachers came in at number five.
Lawyers and teachers, wow. Like, tie for number five?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
McKenzie, your father. What a stud.
Go, Kiki.
Mm-hmm. Professions that rate themselves as incredible, like they think they're the best in the bedroom. Also, they said farmers.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The fields are not the only thing they're plowing.
Okay. 833-563-2539. I'd love to hear what the other jobs out there. I feel like if you're a bartender, you got to be doing it all the time, right?
Right. I would think just after work, bada bing, bada bing.
What about a stripper? I mean, you're almost naked. Hey, it's Joe and McKenzie here on Radio Now, and we're talking about...
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Not the insurance agents, but actual, yeah, farmers, you know, like Old McDonald.
Old McDonald had a...
They are flipping the most pancakes. I guess they do it at least once a week compared to other people, which that doesn't seem like that much.
That's kind of sad, at least once a week, and that's like the
like, that's the
runner.
Leading number?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, once a day, I thought, like, well, I'm going to go plow the field, then I'm going to go see Becky.
They got a lot of time on their hands, those farmers.
They
I mean,
do.
They work very, very hard, but obviously they have extra Extra time.
Extra time. Mackenzie's suddenly getting on FarmersOnly.com.
FarmersOnly.com. When I was just speaking, if you just tuned in, I did an interview with a bunch of farmers because they had all this rare John Deere equipment, and I was amazed at they are pretty flirtatious, those farmers. But I have a profile pic if I need one, is what I'm saying, because I took a picture on a tractor.
Well, there you go. Like, hey, I know what I'm going to be doing. What profession, maybe you're in it or you know people, it's like, man, they're flipping pancakes all the time. Let's go to Will. Hey, Will, thank you for calling into Joe McKenzie. What is it?
Funeral home workers. It's really depressing, so a lot of them party really hard to kind of get away from it.
They're not hooking up with people actually at the funeral home.
No. I did it for 2 years, and on the weekends and weekdays, they would constantly going out drinking and just partying really hard because there's a lot of drama that happens with it, all of that.
Wow.
So they try to escape it pretty heavily.
I can imagine you're constantly around dead bodies.
Out of left field, I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, me neither.
Thanks for the insight.
Hey, Adrian, thank you for calling into Joe and Mackenzie. What profession do you think flips a lot of pancakes?
Salespeople. I'm in the sales profession. I've done it for a long time, but the way that we have to schmooze people, I feel like that definitely gives us a leg up, so we get it quite frequently.
Hey,
do you think when the leg's up, that actually closes deals too?
It's possible.
I apologize for him. I'm sorry.
Like, here, I'm just throwing out a scenario. I think you're right, Adrian. If I was a single man, like, in another universe, and I was good-looking, once again, in another universe, and I was a sales guy, I would be a man-ho. To close that deal, I'd be like, all right, we need this account. I'm going in.
That's exactly how it goes.
See?
She likes your style.
You know, it's funny. My dad was a top salesman.
See, you have that salesman schmooze, Joe.
There we go.
Like, I feel like you would do very well.
Well, we'll find out.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay, that didn't sound right. All right, next caller.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just said words.
That's so weird.
Tyler, hello. What is the profession where people are getting the booty?
Well, I'll have to agree with your guys' poll. I'm definitely I would have to say a farmer is the way to go. I'm born and raised on a family farm just outside of Indy, and there was a period before I got married that I was quite the whore. I mean, I don't want to like toot my own horn, but I don't know, when you tell a woman that you're a hardworking man and you work in the fields all day and you drive heavy equipment, you drive big rigs, and I don't know, it's always helped me.
That is hilarious. You go, boy.
No kidding. Tyler's like, I got to marry the next girl or I'm going to be stuck with the cows.
I mean, it is pretty hot, though, when you really think about it.
Yeah, I want a farmer now, but they're probably all straight, huh?
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
Tyler, do you know any bisexual or gay farmers?
I've never met a gay farmer, actually.
There has to be, though.
Yeah.
No, what there he probably means is he's never is. Met I have my an suspicions. Out. Farmer. I'm sure I might need some gay ones.
Tyler, like, on the farm field, like, what did you do? Were you working with, like, actual cropped, or what were you doing? Like, what?
Yeah, we raise corn and soybeans. We actually just live outside of Indy in Lebanon, and we have about 2,000 acres, and we raise corn and soybeans. It mostly goes to production for ethanol and corn syrup and stuff like that. So a lot of times, every single thing you do and eat is thanks to a farmer. So,
well, thank you, Tyler. And I'm just wondering too, as we wrap up here, I just thought of this, maybe I'm wrong, but if Porkchop wants a farmer, and like, I'm trying to think of what line of work or what would they be producing, do you think maybe they'd like be the farmer that gets, hey,
that was so bad.
It was a stretch. I'm sorry, guys. I can't always be funny.
I would ask Tyler, what should my profile picture be like on farmersonly.com?
Not you doing something very stereotypically farmer, and I'll admit that I got on there a couple times, and it is a joke. Get on Tinder, that's where it's at. That's where I met my wife.
I'm totally, like, kidding about it, but I appreciate it.
No, she's not. I see it up in her web browser. Hey, thank you, Tyler, for calling in, man. We'd love to come out there sometime and, I don't know, drive a tractor. That'd be kind of cool.
Yes.
Let's go to Josh. We'll wrap it up. Josh, what is it where people are getting the booty, they're hooking up, they're flipping pancakes with this line of work?
So, totally crazy. I grew up in Northwest Indiana on a farm, and a ton of my buddies still do row crop and raise livestock, all that kind of good stuff. And turned city kid in 96 when I came to Indy for college, but I still travel back there quite often. So, even as often as last week, I was up there on a Thursday night because I had to travel for work, and they're like, hey, great night. It's a dollar beer night. So, we show up, and it's like the most random people chain smoking, drinking, hooking up. Nobody even cares that you're married, not married. It blows my mind. It's still that way today.
Wait, is that the farmer's life you're talking about still?
Pretty much, yes.
Whoa.
What bar was that again?
Joe!
Yeah, right?
No, your wife is going
to
kill
it's
you.
It's not for me, Mackenzie. I'm a people person. I want listeners to know where to go.
He's right. He's literally like pulling out
Morocco, Indiana.
All right. That's where I want to go. Down in Morocco.
Lindsay is going to kill you.
Not
you
me.
You might as well just not go home.
You know what? I am so tired of trying to be a person of the people, Mackenzie. And then people want to shame me to even assume I would do anything like that. All right. Well, hey, now you know. I really honestly appreciate how open and honest you are if you listen to Joe and Mackenzie. That was the best.